Hello. Thank you for joining me for another Grateful Living with Reverend Lucretia. So I almost named this talk, Give Yourself a Break. But then I decided to name it, God Loves You Anyway. Because the point is, no matter how much we raise our expectations of ourselves and how many times we can't achieve completion of everything on our to-do list, the fact is God loves us anyway. And when I achieve clarity on that, the comfort that I got and the ability to be at peace with myself was overwhelmingly strong. Particularly at this time of the year, we are all feeling stretched very thin as demands on our time are ever increasing. Even the most joyous jobs that we set out to accomplish still require time and effort, and there are choices that we need to make daily regarding what our priorities will be. This week, I decided to put up my Christmas tree, and oh my God, it is one of my favorite things to do. I must assemble the tree, as it is an artificial one that I brought all the way here from New Jersey. I love this little tree, and I have many happy recollections of the hours spent appreciating the sparkling lights before choosing carefully which of the many ornaments to use. I have ornaments that I inherited from my mom and boxes of childhood ornaments that bring back memories. Over the last several decades, I have added new ones regularly because my color palette has changed and new possibilities of glittery, glorious new options have appeared. So when it comes time to put up the tree, there are always many more ornaments than fit on the tree, and part of the process is deciding which ones to use. I drink non-dairy, non-alcohol eggnog and put on my Alexa instrumental Christmas music, and putting up the Christmas tree truly is one of the happiest chores of the year. Still, it takes hours and hours and hours, and on this particular year, I started it about 10 p.m. on Sunday night after a full day's work. While I was enjoying every single minute of it, it was getting later, and I was getting tired, and so half the tree got decorated and half was left to be completed on Monday. And here is where I got the understanding once again that God loves me anyway. God does not care that I'd only half the tree decorated. The light bulb that has been going off in my head repeatedly tells me that God is happy with me no matter what percentage of my to-do list gets done. God's love is truly unconditional love, and that is such a relief. I have gotten great clarity about the fact that I set very high goals for myself, and I'm aware that because I am stretching myself very often, I will not be able to complete the tasks I have set for myself. That does not in any way mean that I have failed. It means that I am setting high standards so that I can grow and become more of the person I want to be. When I started out this new journey of becoming a minister, I knew that I would have to juggle a lot of balls, but the thought of the achievement of this goal kept me motivated and excited. Many times, I've been juggling a job or two and being at school and getting a degree or going to seminary, and now I find myself finally working as a minister. But COVID-19 changed everything, and my ministry, at least the Sunday talk part of it, has all shifted to online. I have had to teach myself absolutely everything about how to do ministry in this new way. That means taking courses online about marketing and search engine optimization and Google AdWords and how to record, upload, and edit videos, as well as all of the different platforms I choose to learn so that I could do my podcast. There are a ton of details that I never dreamed I would have to understand. Again, I really like to learn. I could be in school all the time and I'd be incredibly happy because opening my mind and getting new skills is exciting to me. What I have discovered is that the more I learn, the more I realize I do not know. It's like opening a Pandora's box. I watch a video on how to do a new skill and I find out there are 4,000 new skills I gotta learn before I can even do the first one. Also, I'm a human person, and so I still need to eat and sleep and pray and meditate and keep a clean house and hold on to my friendships that matter to me, in addition to my work as a minister. All of this causes me to have a schedule that is tight. The difference is I no longer have unrealistic expectations. I understand now that I set these goals for myself, and it is my job to do the best I can and to continue to stretch myself just a little more than is comfortable on some days. Other days, I accept that what I did was good enough, even if it left parts of the list undone. That brings me back to the God part again, because in my earlier years, I set high standards and I was disappointed and angry with myself when I was not able to achieve my goals. Now I understand the only way I will grow is to stretch, and that means asking a lot of myself, and it simultaneously also means being 100% forgiving. Because what I have learned through all my reading and writing and praying is that God truly does love me if I am living in alignment with the principles that He has taught. I am committed to doing my best on most days, and some days when I'm not feeling well, to accepting that life comes in waves and there will be days when I am less energetic than others. I did a talk a few weeks ago about perfectionism and how unhealthy it is to expect that we be flawless. I spoke about how perfectionism causes stress and anxiety and actual physical ailments in the body, and all of that can be totally avoided if we change our mindset. If we could apply to ourselves the unconditional love that God has for us, I believe we are 100% closer to living lives where we can be happy, joyous, and free, and still do the balancing act of having high expectations and yet allowing ourselves to be imperfect. Because what I have learned over and over, and Scripture tells us repeatedly, is that God's love for us is shown in His grace. It is not based on works or what we do. It is simply that God is incapable of anything other than loving us. It is who He is. If we can follow the example about grace, we can allow ourselves to experience that overwhelming love. Ephesians 2:8 through 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Romans 11:6 says, "And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace." Psalm 136:2, "Give thanks to the God of gods, His love endures forever." Isaiah 54:10, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." John 15:9 says, "As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Now remain in my love." When I get centered in God and remember all that I've read in Scripture and have studied, it becomes clear to me that my judgment of myself is totally out of alignment with God's feelings for me. It is so abundantly clear that God loves me not for what I do, but for who I am, and that as long as I am stretching and growing and loving to the best of my ability, the tasks that I accomplish are of very little consequence to God. I believe God cares about the end results and the choices that we make, but we get fixated on the details in a way that is so opposed to what God wants for us. God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free, and living in the constant awareness of His love for us. So as you go through this holiday season, please remember that God loves you anyway, and that nothing will ever change God's love for you. God gives you the power to accomplish all things and to forgive yourself for the things left undone. Remember, at all times, the power is in you. It always has been, and it always will be. And so it is. If you liked this and you would like more information about my ministry, please go to lostinsideministry.com, where you can see all about my Sunday services and my YouTube channel. I send you on your way with many blessings.